Okay, hey everybody. Hi, welcome. This is the Roseanne Barr podcast, and I'm very excited to be conversing with my guest tonight, who just happens to be my oldest friend in the world, and she is also my confidant, my stylist, and my makeup artist to the star. And dear friend, welcome, Miss Shannon Huey Berson.
I haven't changed my name yet.
She recently was married to a man named John Berson, and it has no vowels in the name. Interesting.
Well, there is an A. It's B-R-S-A-N.
Oh, there is a vowel. Excuse me. I'll have to rewind and cut that. Oh, you see. I'm happy to see you. I haven't seen you for a while.
I know. It's been since Memorial Weekend in Austin.
Did I see you then?
Yeah, remember you got super high and bombed at the mothership? That was Shannon.
Yeah.
So you were under Shannon's
watch. And we did Joe Rogan at the mothership.
And Tony.
Oh, my God. I remember that. I told you, I go, honey, I'm never coming back here, didn't I?
Yep.
I was bumming. I did a terrible job on stage.
You did not.
Oh, I thought I died 10 dogs' deaths.
That's what it sounded like by you. When Shannon was texting me during, she's like, she's doing great. Everyone loves it. And then I went to pick you guys up, and you said it was the worst set you ever did. And
oh, Tony, yeah, I was ashamed of myself.
Was it really that bad, though?
No. No, I think you just got too high.
Yeah, and then you another got time that I she, got too
she
high.
She gets too high every
You know,
time
I think
about.
I get nervous, so I smoke pot, and then I forget all my jokes, all my punchlines, and I get even more nervous. So it doesn't even help me. It hinders me. I'm on the verge of sobriety.
No, there's that window where if you open it too far, it's bad. There's that fine line of here's where it's good, and then it's too much, and then you forget everything, and then you're nervous, and then you know you're forgetting everything, and then you freak out, and then, you know.
And that's really great on stage, to be going through all those emotions.
Yeah, it's not good on stage.
No.
Now, you've seen me on stage for several years, haven't you? How many years?
Well, good I God. Met you in October 1997. And you were going to Barbara Streisand's wedding.
Oh, that's right.
Well,
didn't you do
that.
My makeup for her wedding?
Yes, that was the first time.
Did you go? I didn't know you
yeah.
were. Who was she?
Did I look good? She married James Brolin. Oh. Did I look good?
Yes, of course you looked good.
I can't
good.
Remember what I was wearing. Do you?
Hell no.
Do you remember what my makeup and hair was like?
Just, you know, super soft and beautiful. And, you know, you wanted to look classic. It's Babs, yeah. You know, you got it.
Babs.
I didn't want to outshine her. I don't know.
What was the wedding like? People want to know yeah. that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, it was lovely. And she's lovely and he's lovely. And I invited him on my show, you know, at James Brolin. And he came on to play my fantasy man when I was in my.
That's right.
I guess that was my eighth season. And, you know, after I'd won the lottery. And. I think it was shortly before I purchased the town. A lot of people don't really know how I wrap that up.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Yeah. I know no one cares, but
well,
anyway.
Tell us. This is yeah, a special
Well,
episode.
I,
people would love
I, as in Roseanne Connor, she won the lottery and she goes and she buys the town factory that she used to work in that she walked out of when she tried to, you know, organize it. Her sister and fellow workers
in Lanford, Illinois.
So she goes back and she buys the factory and she institutes profit sharing, which is my politics are of profit sharing for workers. So that's what she does and thereby saves the town.
Oh.
And that was my final, that
Farewell.
Was my next to the last season.
That's sweet.
Because I felt like, you know, when I first became rich and incredibly famous and wealthy and gorgeous. And
yeah, I knew
all
you were
going
to say gorgeous. I knew that.
That was my fantasy was to, you know, it really was part of my fantasy was to, you know, help other people.
Okay, wait. Back to Barbara's wedding.
Tell me about that.
Yeah.
Give the people what they want.
Oh, it was her wedding reception.
Oh. Did she have on white still at the reception?
No, she had on a lovely attire is all I remember. It was at what's his name's house that has that gorgeous house there up on the hill. David, the songwriter.
Foster.
Yeah, David Foster.
Because he was at Beverly's wedding.
Mm-hmm. And that was him and two wives ago. He's since remarried twice, and so have I.
She's like 35, and he's like 70 or something.
Yeah, his new wife is that singer on...
the dark-haired chick.
What was her name? On the Star Search? What is it?
American Idol.
American Idol. And she's
Star
good.
Search.
Dating yourself.
This all blends together at my age. But she was quite good.
Yeah. And they have a kid.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And he'll be about 90 when the kid graduates from high school.
Just like you, Ma.
Yeah, kind of like me. No, I'm 70 and my youngest is 28, as you know.
And you're about to turn?
71. So I'm trying to think of what I should do for my birthday party. Because I never gave myself a 70th birthday.
Yeah, that was sad.
I have not given myself any birthday parties for quite a while.
Let's have like a...
But here I am on my own. And, you know, the one thing I missed by being in a relationship for so many years was giving up my parties. And I'm going to return to that.
Okay,
and
good.
Girlfriends, yeah. That's the thing is when you're in a relationship, you tend to give up everything you love.
It's the best part.
Now, here's just a thought.
Uh-huh.
Girls Weekend, Jake films us all.
Sounds like horrible. All right, but
three or four.
Yeah, three's enough.
And we go to like...
Maybe four.
The Bahamas or something, or not Nashville, somewhere like not too far out of the realm. But
or you
like,
can really party down.
Or, wait, ayahuasca in wherever that.
Everybody says that you barf or crap yourself.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound fun.
That's, you're going to do that on your birthday anyway. Let's be real. Might as well get something out of it.
Jake, Jake, look at
I do want to try that ayahuasca. Everybody was telling me that it changed
trauma.
Their life for trauma, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which God knows, can we talk about you've been through like, I don't know, 10 traumas?
Oh, that's easy. I'd say 25.
Okay.
Yeah, 25.
Okay.
25 life-threatening, life-ending traumas, I'd say. Emotional traumas. And some physical.
What was the worst?
The worst? How can you ask me that? I don't even...
I know.
They've all been blanked.
I'm thinking of a worse, but yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
No, let's talk about the worst things that have ever happened. That will be a jaunty.
People would actually like that, to be honest. I would love it if you did that.
So I met...
The worst was, huh?
I met you in 1997.
Quit slapping the couch.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, you met me in 1997.
Ma'am.
Yeah, I was doing a dry rehearsal, I guess you'd say, for my talk show, which was about to begin, and we were doing it at a little theater.
No. We did it at Television City, and did it at the stage.
Oh, we did?
But it wasn't done yet.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting? You thought it was at a little theater. It was at CBS, Television City.
Oh,
in
really?
Hollywood. Uh-huh.
Oh.
And so, Jake, do you know, this story, don't you?
I don't think he does know it.
Which story is this?
How I connected with her.
No, tell me.
It was weird.
It's wild. We believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
And God has a plan for each and every one of us. And you can't make this shit up. So I did her friend Beverly Gatica's wedding makeup. And then I started doing Beverly's hair and makeup. And she goes, I need you to do my makeup and hair for Lionel Richie's party. Roseanne's going to be there. And I'm like, okay. So I went to her house, did it all. She goes, Roseanne asked me who did my hair and makeup. She loved it. And I'm like, did you give her my number? You know, and of course she didn't, because those bitches are stingy bitches and they don't want to share.
Well, don't say that about Beverly.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll edit that out. Okay. Anyway, so then I'm like, I'm never going to meet Roseanne.
Quit slapping the couch.
Aren't you glad?
I'm never going to. Is that echoing? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm never going to meet Roseanne. I don't know. How am I ever going to connect with her? So my friend was visiting. I take him down Hollywood Boulevard in front of Man's Chinese Theater to see the footprints and all the stuff. It's very windy. A piece of paper Jake, look at me.
I'm watching on the monitor.
Piece of paper blows up and hits my leg. And I'm like, and I look at it. Come meet Roseanne Barr in an informal gathering of her talk show at CBS Television City Hollywood. So it's like in 3 days. And I'm like, okay, I have a porn to work on that day, doing porn hair and makeup.
Yeah, specify hair and makeup.
Adult movie hair and makeup.
No, you said I have a porn to do, but you mean the makeup.
I know. Yes, no, I wasn't in the porn.
Right, you got to be, you're on a podcast.
I did the hair and makeup.
Okay.
So I'm
didn't
like,
know there was hair and makeup in
everyone,
porn, which is hilarious.
I'll do the porn people's hair and makeup, and I got to go, because I got to go see Roseanne. And so then I get there and they're like, do you have false lashes? And I'm like, oh no. And they go, she needs false lashes. So they had to run out. And then they go, here she comes. And I was like,
that's not true. The first time you met me, I already had a guy doing my makeup.
You had done it before and you didn't like, you had one hair, one makeup, and you didn't like any two people. I could do both.
No, but didn't you come up to me when I was on stage and go, I could do...
That's part of...
No, oh, okay. Go ahead.
I remember this.
Okay.
This was a
I just thought you were telling another...
No. This was a life-changing thing in my life. I will never forget every minute of what happened.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Can I hear about the Barbra Streisand wedding or no? We're past that. Was it nice?
Oh, it was lovely.
Like, was there food? Like, what did they dress up?
Yes, they had they had lovely food. They served lovely food.
Did she talk to you?
Yeah. Well, I had been with her several times before that. My favorite time with her was we were in New Orleans because it was Napty where they sell the shows. Mm-hmm. And Jim was selling his show.
Jim?
Pensacola Wings of Gold.
And we had the same manager, me and Jim. And James Rowland.
She's name dropping with Babs. I love it.
And so we was walking down the street and the sheriff came and he says, I'd like to take you ladies gator hunting later.
This is
and
a good story.
We're going the thing. And I was so stupid, you know, with all of my tics and problems and my OCD and what have you.
You? No.
I go, I can't go in a swamp. I'm sorry.
Wait, you were going to go gator hunting with Barbra Streisand and James Brolin and you turned it down? Jesus.
Because I got too nervous.
Babs doesn't do that.
Well, she did go. Wow. And I asked the sheriff the next day, what did I miss? I said, I'm kicking myself in the ass that I didn't go. And he goes, well, you should kick yourself in the ass. We had a great time, and she loved it. She just loved it. And so he was telling me, you know, she never had done anything like that and how much she loved it. And they all loved her, you know, and everybody was lining up, and she was so kind to all of them and sweet, you know. And so then we was walking around. It was starting to get dark, and she wanted to see Bourbon Street. We had a bunch of guys around us, so we were safe and walking Bourbon Street.
Like
and,
security?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they go, I go, hey, let's go down there. Let's go down there and see all the gays, you know. And then her OCD kicked in. And she goes, oh, no, I can't go down there.
Because the gays love Barbra.
Because she'd be torn limb by limb, you know.
Torn
limb. I got a hank of her hair. Dude. I got her nose.
Yeah, well, that would be quite the haul.
So I said, oh, yeah, I didn't think that. I didn't think that way. But
the gays love you, too.
Yeah, but not like they look.
Can you imagine being gay in New Orleans and Roseanne Barr and Barbra Streisand turn the corner?
Wait,
and
that would have made their whole night. New Orleans.
New Orleans.
All right, so that was it with Barbra. That's pretty cool.
Well, I've had, you know,
I didn't know you were friends with
the pleasure of her company many times.
I didn't know that. I only met her when you were looking at her house.
I'm not a name dropper.
Well, it's a podcast.
Even though you say I am.
I never said
you are. But, yes, I've had the pleasure of her company many times, and she likes a lot of the same kind of antiques that I like. She likes Stokely.
Tiffany lamps.
Yeah, and Stokely.
Well, what's Stokely?
Oh, it's that glass. Really cool American kind of almost Amish furniture. It's really cool.
I remember you went to look at her house. You were going to buy it. I went with
you. I was going to buy her house, but it just had too many stairs. You know, even at that, Buck was little and I was just worried about him on stairs, so I didn't buy it.
I remember my ex-boyfriend that was the artist that you know that we will not, the artist formerly known as, did stuff for her. And she had a George Washington's first, she bought George Washington's first painting.
Wow.
When he was like 7 years old. And it was him on a horse that he sketched.
I've seen that, yeah.
And he was like, I'm not starstruck ever, but I was sitting on the floor in front of her on my knees.
That's when you should have known that he was gay. So anyway, you did porn makeup, right?
Yes.
Can you just tell me what that's like real quick? I know what people want to hear.
Okay.
Is it normal movie set makeup? Or how's it different?
Yes, but here's the deal.
You have to clean up after?
I'd always say, don't come in their face. This is more work for me. But and plus, if you get it in your eyes, which you probably have never had.
No, I haven't had the pleasure.
But it burns and your eyes turn bloodshot red and get swollen. So I'm like, please.
So you're like a cut man in like a boxing match. Like you have to get the bloodshot out from the cum in their eyes? This is what people want. I know the audience.
Not even eye drops takes that away though.
But what do you do for cum in the
eyes? Here's the funny part. So they're in the makeup chair and we're like, I'm doing their makeup. And then the guy comes in. Hi, I'm Joe Schlong and I will be fucking you today. And she's like, hi, Joe. Okay, yeah. Okay, what are your likes and dislikes? Okay, don't pinch my titty nipples too hard. I don't want to kiss. You can pull my hair. Like all the likes and dislikes. And then they're like, okay, cool. Okay, see you in about an hour.
So professional.
Oh my God.
Very professional.
Oh my God.
And then when Viagra came out, that was the worst because they can't come. And, you know, you need that cum shot.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
So you have like a stand-in for that? Or?
No. So we took, what is that stuff called? Not Cerave, the face wash that's like.
Oh, the Cetaphil?
Cetaphil.
I never knew
and
that.
And we go, squirted all over the girl's stomach.
Oh, really?
You just destroyed porn.
And then they'd fake it. And then it looked like cum all over him.
A male faked orgasm in porn. This is groundbreaking.
And those chicks, I mean, no one hardly ever has an orgasm on a chick.
Well, chicks don't do that anyway.
Just the ones you've been with. But you know.
But don't bump.
Anyway, but, so get back
to me. But you used to tell me that a lot of Hollywood actors, big names, would come to the porn set to watch the porns, right?
Yes.
Just to watch?
Rock stars, actors, you know, they all love porn chicks.
Because
I don't know.
Why do you suppose?
Well, I think personally because they don't have, like a certain comedian that I remember doesn't like to get involved. They just want to have sex. So there's a certain kind of like, okay, let's have sex. You're a porn star. Okay, now there's no, are we going to see each other again? I love you. You know, it's just like cut and dry sex, like a prostitute, but you know who they are.
But what about the big stars that would come just to watch?
Because they're like sex freaks.
Or maybe
they want to see it live. They don't want to see it like on a video.
Do they try to get involved or get their phone numbers and shit like that?
I didn't see any of that, honestly. I can't say that I did.
Who would? That's kind of creepy to just show up.
I'll never forget. Like,
can you give us a name?
The stuff. No, no, I'm not going to say any names. The stuff that I saw was kind of like at one point desensitizing because it's like this girl. I think I told you this. There was one time when a girl was like, you know, my husband doesn't know I'm doing this. He thinks I'm a dancer. And so she's like having a sex scene and they're like, okay, reverse cowgirl. Okay, missionary. You know, there's all the little things. And then her phone rings. Ring, ding. And everyone's like, be quiet. It's her husband. Oh, and my she's God. Like, hi, honey. Yep, I'm on a break. Oops, I'm on a break. You know, okay, I'll be home in an hour. Feed the kids.
Oh my God.
No, they had families and stuff.
Were they just doing it for the money? I mean, obviously.
I think a lot of them just really like sex. Some did it for the money because they realized if I'm a secretary all week for 40 hours and I make $500 and then I make $500 for 1 hour having sex, I'm good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But do you think they liked the sex?
Some of them did. I felt like some of them did. And there were couples that were husband and wife that they're like, okay, cool. We're into sex. We're like, let's make a living at it.
Hmm.
And I, you know, I don't judge. Whatever.
I know. I met,
Jenna.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah.
But she's met a lot of people that, you know, hang out with comedians that are strippers and mm-hmm. sex workers and stuff like that. And, you know, they're selling a whole bill of goods, you know.
And you know what? That's a whole lifestyle. Like, it's all at night. Mm-hmm. And I think comedians and strippers yeah. and all that, it's like a whole underground lifestyle at night.
But some of them told me, like, this one lady, I guess I was in my 40s and so was she, but, that you know, she just enjoyed to have sex with people.
Hmm.
And I was pretty shocked because it was... Not in anything that I had ever considered.
Speaking of sex, wait. What about testosterone?
Hold on, we got to pause. Yeah. And this is a perfect time to talk about eating fruits and vegetables for our ad.
The CDC says I should eat 6 cups of fruit and vegetables a day. And there's zero chance that I'm going to eat 6 cups of fruit and vegetables a day. I don't have the time nor the desire to eat 6 cups of fruit and vegetables a day. But according to a massive study, people who do eat a healthy diet live longer, have less heart disease, diabetes, and less cancer. I'm taking this field of greens and I'll tell you why. Unlike other fruit and vegetable supplements, each specific fruit and vegetable in field of greens was medically selected to support specific functions like heart health, liver and kidney health, immune system, and metabolism. I take Field of Greens to help me stay healthy. Field of Greens works fast. And if you're like me, you'll feel healthier, have more energy, your skin and hair will look healthier, and it can help you lose weight. But the biggest benefit is the better health promise. Take Field of Greens, and at your next doctor visit, if your doctor doesn't say something like, whatever you're doing, it's working, keep it up, then you return it for a full refund. And to help you get started, I got you 15% off when you first order. Plus, get another 10% off when you subscribe for recurring orders. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code RB. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code RB.
Great.
You were always a one-take wonder.
Anyway, back to jizzing on people's faces. What we were talking about.
No, what was the movie, the Disney movie with the cow where you played the cow?
Oh, yeah. That's over there. What Roseanne? Was that called? What was that movie called?
That joke wasn't
Down
funny.
On the Farm or some shit.
Home on the Range. You didn't hear my joke? Oh, I said Roseanne. Shit.
Is that okay?
Come
okay.
on. That was funny.
No, that was real funny. I just want to say, I was around her a lot. And then we did that cartoon thing and she did the voiceover. And she would do it. They'd go, do it like this. She'd do it. They go, do it like softer. She'd do that. One take, mm-hmm. every single time that cartoon. I was just like, wow, she's a pro.
Literally.
Well, after 30 years of it, you kind of get.
But you didn't do that many voiceover cartoons, did you?
No, well, but I had talking. To do a whole bunch of promos every yeah, yeah, all yeah. the time. You know,
and look who's talking. That. You're the voice of the girl in the sequel, the little baby.
Yeah, that's yeah. true.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Travolta and
Kirstie
Alley.
She's, God rest her soul.
Yeah, God rest her soul. She was a good fighter.
They killed her.
She was really fighting there at the end for good stuff, wasn't she?
Yes. They definitely killed her.
She was the only.
You think they killed her?
I do.
She was the outspoken Hollywood Republican.
Well, she was fine as a Scientologist. They protected her. But as soon as she started talking about the vax uh-huh, and COVID, that uh-huh, was it. Uh-huh. She had to go. That's my theory. I don't know.
She was pretty old. She was older than me.
Was she?
Mm-hmm. Not that old.
Let me look this up.
Well, I know.
She was a couple yourself. Years older than me.
Wait. Back to, I remember we would wake up at like 5 a.m. and you'd have to do those promos.
Oh, yeah, 71.
Hey, watch me on ABC, Cincinnati. And then you do all of that. Yeah. Oh, my God. That was a nightmare.
All that stuff.
All right, so where were we with the...
The porn.
Well, no, you... He's back at the porn. No, then you met Mom. We never finished your story when you met Mom.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I said, she said, you got the job, kid. Right. And then we did this fantastic talk show. And we had so many cool people on.
Yeah,
remember you rolling on the bed with Julio what was the Iglesias? Or no, the son.
Enrique?
Yeah, Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah, he's pretty hot.
You were rolling on that round bed.
Mm-hmm.
Because our stage, remember it went in a circle and she had a kitchen.
Remember the people
room.
In the audience that they brought in and we found out they were hired from a mental institution? And like off the streets and stuff because they couldn't get they didn't know how to get an audience at CBS there.
That is a true story.
They remember they was all mentally ill and stuff, and they'd be stealing toilet paper out of the.
I remember
that lady. She goes, "Hey Roseanne, look, I got my toilet paper," and she'd hold it up
in the crowd. She told you,
"Yeah."
Well, we're lucky we weren't assaulted by.
Yeah, they were all crazy, and I was trying to make them laugh. Their eyes was going every which way. You know, they're like,
oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm going to digress for one second. What? I forgot the part where when I was in the audience when you were trying the show out. And then I forgot that part. I skipped.
Yeah, that's
I have
what
ADD
I told you. Yeah.
And dyslexia. Okay, so there was a part where I went to the show for your thing. And I was sitting in the front row. And then she goes, do you have any questions? She was walking around the audience. And I go like this. And she goes, do I know you? That's what she said to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, in my head, I heard no, but you are going to know me. And then I said, what was your favorite pizza? And then after the show, I was frozen. Everyone starts leaving. My friend's like, if you don't get up there and give her your card. This is before there was any security around or any. It was 1997. It was before 9/11. And I went up there on the stage. I got on the stage and she was in this big chair. And everyone's like leaning over her going, great job. You did great. Awesome. Beautiful. Blah, blah, blah. And then I was on my knees in front of you on that chair. And I go, this is my card. I was I did Beverly's hair and makeup at Lionel Richie's party. She told me you liked my hair and makeup. Here's my card. Give me a call. And
That's not what you said at all. You said I can do your
hair. No, and I was going to say.
Okay.
Then I go, and you know what? I think your hair and makeup look like crap, and I could do a better job.
Yeah. Now that's a sales pitch.
And then she took my card, and then that woman called me 20
because
minutes later.
I did feel like I looked like crap. That guy was spraying shit on my face like grout. He was spraying like 14 levels of shit on my face. And plucking and beating, and I did, I, you know,
I did a more like natural.
No, you're great. You've been doing my mom's makeup since then, and everyone's always complimented
you. You know,
makeup.
Because you know why I like Shannon? Because she, and we have to do a lesson for the older women.
I know.
Because she can slap it on in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And your hair in another 10. It's that's what women our age and all ages really to do. You don't have like 3 hours to sit there.
Can you give tips without showing, like something you could tell people that are watching?
Yeah, when you are older, less is more. moisturize. Tinted moisturizer. Don't use a ton of foundation. Don't use a lot of powder. More creams. If you have eyebrows and eyelashes and liner, that's really... And then nude lips. I mean, you like a red lip, which is fine. You can do, you know, accent one or the other.
One thing I liked you always said about older women is to keep your hair long. Because a lot of women, when they get that old age, they do that perm. Or
the short perm.
It makes them look old.
Speaking of which, I took the toenail clippers to my hair.
Yeah, but I like her hair now. You don't like her hair?
I haven't seen it. It's under a cap.
No, it looks good. Show her.
Okay.
The unveiling. I mean, it's under a hat.
You did that with toenail clippers?
Well, she had it cut first and then she cleaned it up.
I got it colored.
Oh, that's cute. And it's like tousle-y.
Yeah, I wanted it to look kind of punk rock.
Yeah.
Because I thought, I am punk rock, you know.
They always cut it yourself?
They always try to make me look all suburban and shit.
No, it
looks
good.
That's awesome. Yeah. Right now, it looks really cool.
Right?
Really?
Yeah, we were telling you in Vegas you looked awesome.
Cause I like this, though, like this in the back.
Okay, wait.
What's that do, Shannon? Teach your tips.
Okay, so like if you take your fingertips to the roots of your hair, like she was doing to the top.
Let me try that.
Yeah, that like roughs it up and it's like teasing it. It makes it bigger.
So, oh, yeah, look at that.
Oh, I love it, honey. That's so
really
cute.
Yeah, it's I like this
Blondie.
Oh, yeah, she's one of my idols, Debbie Harry.
You should do
because you know what? Being conservative is kind of like punk rock now.
It is. Absolutely it is.
No, that's awesome. Oh my God, I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I didn't want you to say nothing, so I left my hat on.
That's so cute. You guys have been best friends for 30 years, and you're still shy about your hair.
No.
Now,
what about boyfriends?
Make sure you get on that mic.
Oh, yeah, you were the one that started on all that stuff. I thought you were finally going to be normal like me and not talk about sex all the time, because that died. And then you went and started getting on the... hormones, and then you started being into sex again.
Wait, how do you make a hormone?
Kick her in the...
No, this is your
in the Vaseline.
Joke.
Oh.
How do you make a hormone?
You don't pay her? That ain't my joke.
You told me that.
Well, I didn't write that.
Well, you told me that. How do you make a hormone? You don't pay her?
No, that ain't it.
Anyway, so you got on the pellet. Can you tell the older? Because we have a lot of old women that listen to the show.
Yeah. Okay. So what? Tell about you went and got on the testosterone, right?
You lost your sex drive, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So
and I liked her so much more.
Yeah, because
she
too.
Was more available for shopping.
Yeah. She wasn't just thinking about sex all the time like Shannon always does.
Yeah.
She
Honey,
developed a personality.
All I think about is shopping and sex.
Yeah. So okay. So you went on the hormones because I thought you were crazy.
And my sister-in-law hooked me up with a killer place in they're out of St. Louis in Kansas City. And so I get, it's all, of course, I have to pay out of pocket because it's all natural and it's good for you. Big Pharma will give you estrogen that gives you cancer and all of this shit. I have to pay $500, no, it's now $700 every 4 months to get a pellet with estradiol, which mimics estrogen, and progesterone, which is a compounding pharmacy. It's not like big pharma. And testosterone, and is that it? Estrogen?
It's a pellet, right?
You
put it in your.
And so I just got that like 2 weeks ago. And I mean, my. Can I talk about my
please
down
yeah.
there? When I before I got this and I had just met my boyfriend, I had a period. Then it stopped. I was 50. Then I was dry as the Sahara Desert. I was like crepe paper up in my shit, and it was terrible. I would bleed and it hurt, and I didn't want to have sex anymore. I had no sex drive. It was dead. Then I remember I went to Al Pacino's house to do makeup for his girlfriend, and I started sweating profusely, like on my mustache and my chest, and I was like, oh my God, what's happening? The next day, I curled my eyelashes. They all broke off, and I was like, I don't even know. So I started Googling it. This is when Google first came out, in like 13 years ago. Or no, yeah, 13 years ago. And it was menopause. Mm. And I did not know what that was because my mom had a hysterectomy. My mom, no one ever talked about menopause, right?
Right. Nobody did. Yeah.
And I mean, did you have hot flashes and everything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time. It was really weird. But I already was uncomfortable in my own body for my whole life, so it wasn't shocking. You know.
Just another day at the office.
Yeah.
Just another sweaty
day. I was like, ah, now what's it doing?
And so, yeah, then, you know, my boyfriend at the time was like, okay, what's happening? But I still love you. And then I'm like, I don't know, you know, whatever. And we became friends first. And then I got on that pellet and I was like, let's go. I feel 25. Yeah, baby, you know. And it gave me more energy. It gave me more like zhuzh.
You recommend it for the older ladies and going through
the
change?
I do.
Mom didn't.
It's bioidentical hormones.
Well, I went on some of that Joe Rogan sent me to his doctor.
Uh-huh.
Well, they put me on the testosterone and estrogen shots and a million other things.
Not estrogen, though.
No, it's some kind of other shot.
Cream. Because there's a cream. Where's that? The testosterone.
The yam. Testosterone. There's yam cream.
No,
but you know, the testosterone, though, talk about needing to shave with your 5 o'clock shadow. Mine, too.
I've shaved twice today.
Your face?
I know. Yeah. It does bring
do
in the beard
or
and
something.
And it does bring in the mustache.
Because. Okay, I did laser hair removal, and I have a lot of white hairs. Thank God, no, and it doesn't remove the white hairs; it only removes the black. And mine are mostly white, like here. I have like a full
Fu Manchu.
I mean, and I'm starting to get it over here now.
Yeah, I shave there. I shave my whole face like a guy.
I do too. I'll never forget. I saw her in the shower. She was like. Fluffing her face out, shaving.
That's crazy. No one ever talks about this. This is good stuff.
I mean, you should see my chops.
Your sideburns?
Yeah, coming in full, yeah.
Mutton She's got chops? Like Elvis sideburns. Yeah.
I have to shave that.
Actually,
like
can you
about
not?
About every 4 days, I really do.
Would you be willing to not shave for a month just so I could see?
Well, I have so many chin hairs, you wouldn't believe
now,
it.
No, have you ever plucked? Like, if they come in, if you get long enough? I'll spend like an hour
I do
just
that
plucking,
every day.
And I'll just cry my. And I think
these ones, the soul patch, they hurt.
Oh
when
yeah,
you pluck
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah.
I got those Japanese razors, those pink ones. That's just single edge.
Oh no, I just
edge.
Use a Gillette.
No, I use the single edge Japanese razors because they go. They're good.
Is that like a dermaplane almost?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
No, I've plucked these right here, and they.
Oh,
bleed.
Honey, I wanted to tell people when I got that face thing. When I drove.
Oh, that's great. And we haven't even gotten to the ketamine. Sorry, we got to speed it up.
Yeah.
No, we're doing good. We got to stop for an ad too, so.
We got what?
We have to do one more ad.
Okay. When? Now?
It's you want to tell the story and then do the ad? Or
no,
the
do.
Ad
let's get the ad over with. Yeah, and then we'll tell the drug stories. Oh my God, this is going so well. I
dude,
love
it's great.
Your
you guys
hair.
Are great. Also, there's not very many podcasts where women are talking about shaving their face. This is a first. This is for Diet Smoke, yeah. And this is our favorite sponsor currently, and they've been sending you a lot of weed because they know that you like the marijuana.
Okay.
So there you go, whenever you're ready.
Hey, we'd like to welcome back one of our favorite sponsors, Diet Smoke. Diet Smoke is our premier source for THC products. They sent me some products, and my favorite was Blue Raspberry. The flavor and high was just right for me. With a wide range of strengths and doses, Diet Smoke promises to find the perfect product for you. Whether you want something strong to unwind, a boost of energy to keep you going, or a lighter option for a mellow high, Diet Smoke is for you. They understand that everybody's different, which is why they're dedicated to helping you find the perfect product. Their customer service team will be by your side, guiding you along the way. Diet Smoke has cannabis gummies, drinks, and smokables, each one made to deliver the best balance of flavor and effect. Don't settle for less. Join the Diet Smoke community and discover the buzz for you. Visit DietSmoke.com today and use code RB50, that's code RB50, for 50% off of any item and enjoy your journey to cannabis bliss. Diet Smoke, your partner in finding the perfect THC products. Remember that I was wanting you to tell, Jake hasn't heard this story. When I got, what was that called, honey? The facial thing I got done?
The chemical peel?
You talked me into getting Botox. That's how it all started.
And then we went.
And fillers.
And then they did like a laser on your face.
You told me, go get that laser.
And so they lasered her entire face and they gave her Valium to keep her calm.
I'm gonna see if I can find this picture.
Her face swelled up like a pumpkin. It was spooky. And we get in the car. She had just gotten a new Tesla. This was years ago. You had that blue one.
Oh yeah, here, ready? Check this out, guys. That one? Can you see
you
it?
You don't see nothing.
You don't see it?
Yeah.
Yes.
This one?
Oh yeah. My oh, God. No, not that.
It won't let me
blow. Oh, yeah.
That one, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I was scared when I saw her. I was like,
yeah, it was really scary.
It was really scary. And then her face like swelled up like a pumpkin and then peeled. But yeah. It looked good afterwards.
Yeah, it did
right?
Look good. Yeah.
But anyway, so they gave her a Valium and she had just gotten the new Tesla and she goes, I'm driving, bitch. And I go, no, you're not. I'm driving. No, you're not, bitch. This is my new car. I'm driving. So she pulls a Yui on Pico and she's like driving, you know, and it goes from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. And she hits this lady in front of us.
Oh my God.
And then the lady pulls over and then your mom pulls over and I'm like, oh no, this isn't going to go very well. And so I look at the lady's bumper and I'm like, there isn't any damage. She's going to mess this whole thing up. Floor it. And she pulls out and boom, like 60 in 3 seconds and then floors it back home. No. And we were just like laughing our balls off.
Uh-oh, I hope that lady doesn't find me.
It was a black Tesla.
Yeah, and, you know, there was no damage to it.
Dude, I love your hair. I've never seen your hair look so cool.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
how'd you get so much texture in it?
Oh, I bought this texture.
You did have someone cut it, though, right, originally? You just cleaned it up, didn't you?
Well, I cut all hers off.
Oh, okay.
No, you did it, like, to make how you want it.
Yeah. I want to look how I want to look.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I've never seen your hair look so good.
Yeah,
that's
really
you.
It's my favorite haircut you've ever had.
That's you.
Really?
Yeah.
That's you.
I feel like it's me.
Yeah.
And the color, I love. It's like platinum.
Yeah, it's platinum to cover the gray.
I love it.
Yeah, it's really.
And then you've got to do like black eyes, you know. Like that'll be punk. If this is like all punky and then black.
Remember when I was at CBGB in New York?
Yes.
Yeah, it's
remember
like that
outfit? That was a cool look.
Leather. It was all leather. You know what I just got? Good American. And she's all inclusive. And I got a black shell and black, you know, they're vegan leather, but they're like so soft and like form. Love Good American.
Yeah,
you have it.
What's vegan leather?
It's like fake leather, but it's really soft.
Huh.
I was putting on some vegan leather Bermuda shorts with pockets. They're so cute. And they're old. And I got up to walk, and by God, half of them were still sitting on the chair when I got up to walk away. that shit peels off.
Yeah, it does. If it's in humidity.
Yeah, it made me mad.
Well, and they're old. Yeah, it peels off.
All right, now tell me about New York when you made my mother do the catering. Oh, yeah.
We always party down in New York. We like to party in New York.
Yes, I'm sort of
anonymous in New York.
We love New York. And we were shopping.
Oh, tell about when we went to Bergdorf Goodman.
One of the times when we went to Bergdorf's.
When we did the MDMA?
Yes, in the bathroom, on the toilet.
It's like the Sex and the City reboot.
I put that, you know, the silver stainless steel toilet thing, the flat. So I laid out like little sprinkles of it, and we would just lick it, and then we'd go.
Wait a minute. You made my mother do drugs off a toilet? Is that what
you're hearing? No. Toilet paper thing.
Oh, just the toilet paper roll. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's the top. No one touches the top. Yeah,
just the toilet paper roll in a public bathroom.
It was just the tip.
So you guys are doing drugs in a bathroom in New York.
And then in Bergdorf Goodman.
And then we shopped for like 9 solid hours, right?
And walked the streets of New York. And I remember there was a guy playing like the the plastic pail, and he was bongoing. And then there was another guy dancing, and we were just like, whoa. This is so cool. And you're like, I love this. And then we did the K.
The ketamine.
She calls it ketamine.
I know, it's ketamine, right?
Oh.
Yes. And so we were staying at the Peninsula. And then I said, hey, let's do the ketamine. And she looked so good. It was February 14th. She had a red jumpsuit on. Red lips, her black glasses, and we're walking the streets like aimlessly, high as fuck. And then, can I say the F word?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then she's like, what are we going to do? And then there was this guy in one of those pedal biking canopy things, and he was playing like Rihanna or something on it.
Yeah, it was Rihanna.
And I was like, let's go on that. And we're like, okay. So then I go, okay, how much is this? And he goes, it's like $50 and 20 minutes for 20 minutes. And you're like, I have money. Don't worry about it. And so he took us through Times Square and all the lights and the, you know, the billboards. And he was, remember, he was swerving
us.
Yeah,
he was so fun.
He was so fun. He was like a 7-foot black guy from Uganda, and he was so cool. And then she goes, stop here, I want to dance.
Yes.
And then what?
And then we got out and we danced at our butts off right there in New York City.
There was an ambulance coming, and she pretended to freak out, which I didn't know she was pretending.
Oh, I was getting way into the drama of New York.
She was like, like freaking out. And I was like, oh, no, because I thought you were too high or something. Mm. And I kind of freaked out. And then you go, hi, Macti. And then you started dancing again.
Do you guys want to watch a video?
Of what?
Of this night.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You guys into it?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
All right. Give me 1 second. All right. This is the infamous
ketamine night.
Yeah. Here we go.
Times Square.
Hey, time is totally wasted. There's no guarantee.
Before you got the stem cells, you had to get help getting
it. Work.
Going down.
That doesn't show good dancing on my part. I was way better.
I thought you were great. You twerked, please.
I tried to twerk. Remember, where was it that I twerked and then they had to wheel me out in the office too?
Right?
Oh, yeah. Can I tell a story? Yeah. Mom did stand up in San Antonio. Were you there?
Yes.
You were there night?
You were there. She was.
Yeah, she had the flannel shirt.
Mom
on.
Went on stage and started twerking. Usually she'll
ease know,
do the
into
act.
It.
Yeah, she went right up. She was feeling the crowd.
Right, cold.
And she twerked and she got real low and twerked and then couldn't get up. And people from the audience had to get up and help her up. But to your credit, you then did like an hour and 40 minute set after. Right? That's how I remember it.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end of the set, you couldn't get off the stage. And they had to put you in an office chair and wait for everyone to leave. And then we had to wheel you out.
We had to wheel you out.
Yeah, I hurt myself. Hurt myself bad.
Yeah.
What was hurting your back?
Was
no, it was my knees. Oh, yeah, they gave out holding this one.
Wait, you have stem cell?
Yeah.
You got stem cell?
Yeah.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. Is it illegal here? Or did you have to get it on the black market?
No, these are. No, they're not that kind of stem cell.
You can take that out if you want.
It's out of your own blood.
Oh, okay. Because my friend needs she had her own blood stem cells put in her shoulder because her shoulder hurts. But she goes, I think I'm going to go to another country because is it out of the baby's umbilical cord or something, the other stem cells?
The good stuff.
Yeah, the good stuff.
Yeah, I don't, want to do that.
No.
Well, you can when you have a baby, you can keep the
placenta.
I'm kind of over the hill to have a baby.
Well, I might have another baby and you can have the placenta.
Oh, good. That's cool.
I would do that for you.
You need another grandchild.
I know. It's awesome.
You are spreading the wealth and your like legacy.
Eggs.
Your eggs.
My eggs.
Your eggs are cooked.
What else have we done? Well, let's see. Other drugs we've done. We did the mushrooms in the forest there. Mm-hmm. The volcanic forest in Pahoa.
Mm-hmm. Is that Hawaii?
Hawaii, mm-hmm.
On the Big Island.
Yeah.
Yes.
I never got to do drugs when I was younger.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So, you know, I do them with Shannon because like I want to experience
And she feels safe with me. Yeah.
So I never did the mushrooms, but then I did them with Shannon. And we went to the volcanic forest and it was just beautiful.
It was really cool.
I didn't really feel anything though. For 1 minute I did.
No. You felt something. And it just felt trippy. We didn't do enough. I didn't want to get too high where shit's dripping, like, you know.
Yeah.
But remember you were in the store and
I saw the Buddha went 3D. A poster of the Buddha got all 3D.
Jumped out at you kinda.
Yeah, that was all I ever. Then I drove home for 4 hours. So
that
was
trippy. I don't even know how you drove.
I didn't really feel much.
It's probably like half a block away and took 4 hours.
No.
Right. No, right.
It's like 4 hours we drove.
I love to drive.
Have you ever done mushrooms?
I did mushrooms once in high school, And it was, I went camping with my buddy and we were really safe. And I never told you this story, but... It was really funny because I took the mushrooms and then I started hallucinating. He had really pretty eyes. He had ice blue eyes and I was feeling good. And I looked at him and I was like, you have beautiful eyes. Thinking like we're a couple bros, you know, hanging out, I can be honest. He got so scared that I was going to try and have gay sex with him that he ran into the woods and I didn't see him till the next morning. He hid from me in the woods thinking I was going to try and have sex with him. That was my mushrooms.
Oh my God.
Isn't that
poor
sad?
Thing.
I was just being nice to a friend. Like, you have really pretty eyes.
You're and so he was misunderstood. Like,
whatever. But that was my... After that, I said, I'm never doing drugs again, but I loved
it.
I loved mushrooms.
Well, then we did... Okay, so one of your sons made the butter.
Oh, yeah, the pot brownies.
And she made pot brownies.
Oh, they were good, weren't they? Well, Shannon couldn't handle it. She only took a little tiny bite of it and freaked out like a plebe.
And I passed out on the ground and you kicked me and said, you
can't hang with the big dogs.
When was this?
She kicked me.
Terrible.
And I was making linguine and clams,
too. I ate that. That's when that's what passed me out. Like, that was so good, though. I think it was all the butter and I had to poop or something. That's what I remember. Sorry.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
I'm sorry. But no, I mean, the shopping.
I think it's cool that you're having like a second adolescence because you never did that. You had three kids by the time you were like 25 or something. So now you're getting 24. You had three of us, right? Or four.
Four.
And then you're like, you got famous. I never famous, got you to enjoy married. No. This is your like adolescence.
It kind of is because like I was a mom by the time I was five.
You were like
raising my younger sister and helping out like your I was son. The oldest kid, so I had to kind of be the junior mom, and I always was ultra responsible, so I never got a party life at all.
And then you had to work, and you had four kids, and you worked.
I said, my 60s, I'm going to party, and I did.
I love that. I want you to talk about that if you could. I think that's such a cool moment. Well, just there's a lot of probably older people, older women especially, that listen to the show that have never really
done once your kids are raised, it's time to raise the roof.
Get the ketamine up. Get the ketamine up.
Yeah,
fucking
do all
crazy.
That stuff.
Well,
you know?
And
your
it's legal here, isn't it?
Yeah.
No. Oh, with a doctor's note.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to go to a ketamine clinic.
Uh-huh. No, I know. It's
but
proven.
It does lift your mood for sure.
She said, I feel so good. It's almost like I feel normal and I can be around people.
Yeah. I lost fear of like
an anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I have anxiety around humans, but, I think that your 60s and 70s should be all party. I think we should all party our way out. Fuck this hospice care.
Yeah.
And that shit dying comfortably. Party your fucking way out. That's why I was glad for your mom. Your mom went that way. She partied her way out to the last day.
Dude, she didn't want to go to the hospital. She knew something was wrong. She went in. They gave her morphine. 10 days later, it was all over. Like, why do you want to sit and rot in some?
Yeah, you know, why do you want to find out you're dying? It's like, you know, something's wrong. Okay, go party till you.
Like, it's 1999.
Yeah.
Party Where till were you're you gone. In 1999? You know, when the Talk New show. Year's Eve, Y2K, you know, to 2000?
Well, wasn't that when I went to Israel the first time?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was working.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember where
I was. You're kidding. That's a monumental.
I know, and I thought it was a monumental date too, but I can't remember where I was. I'll have to look it up.
My friend Marianne, who has cut your hair before, you know Marianne, she was cutting Adam Sandler's wife's hair, and she invited her and her guest, which was me, to the Bel Air to their party.
Was it fun?
It was super fun. Kathy Bates was there. Quentin Tarantino, Charlize Theron, Winona Ryder, Fiona Apple, David Spade. It was just like we were high on ecstasy sitting in the entryway by the fireplace watching everyone walk in. And then we went in and, you know, they were playing 1999. It was really cool, you know. And Quentin Tarantino smelled like VO. Yeah.
I imagine that's probably how it is.
Who's the weirdest celebrity you've met that blew your mind for weirdness?
Besides mom.
Ha ha. Oh, God.
Can you think of any?
Weird in what way?
Like just the most mind-blowing, not what you thought.
God, honey, I'd have to think about it. I'm drawing a blank right now. I don't really want to say it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, for me,
well, don't say who they were. Just say what they did.
Comedians.
Yeah.
Comedians are the weirdest. Yes.
Even more than rock stars?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, comedians are the weirdest.
By far. They're worse than actors for the most part.
Yeah.
I did meet a girl the other day that, she was a nanny for the guy that created MTV, and I don't even know her, and I don't know him. And she said the most narcissist that she'd ever met, because she was at their Hamptons house nannying, was John Bon Jovi.
Oh, my girlfriend used to go with him.
Right.
Remember? She was.
Yes. And he's gorgeous.
He is
still.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Well, I guess you have to be a little narcissistic to, you know, end up that big.
Well, rock stars, you want that adoration.
Yeah.
You
well,
know.
Plus they have that energy they put off.
We've both been with narcissists.
Yeah, more than one.
Do you think you're like an expert on dating narcissists? Like you can give tips. I want you guys to give tips. Is what I'm getting at. Do you have any tips?
Don't fall for it. Like,
yeah.
What is the telltale?
If it seems too good to be true, that's because it is.
Okay. Here's the thing that I keep seeing on all those ID channels. They love you so much. They tell you how great you are, how beautiful, how much they love you. Love bombing in the beginning. And then they've got you hooked.
And then starts the
slow burn.
Yeah, the slow trying to
control.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to.
No, we know. You can't, ladies, do not let anyone control you and keep you away from your family and friends and isolate you.
Yeah.
That is control.
It's a telltale sign, right? What other telltale signs?
The love bombing.
Love bombing is big.
That's the biggest. And
what if it's someone who's just romantic, though, at the beginning?
That's where I can't tell the difference.
Yeah, that's a tough
one. My shit's all fucked up.
You got to tell me why the narcissistic love bombing is worse than just the usual like affection early on in a relationship. You got to figure that one out, one of you.
Yeah, I don't know.
We got to help people here. I think if they're complimenting
you. It wears off when it's not, when it's narcissist. It wears off. When someone really loves you, they tell you all the time. Like, I've been with him for 13 years. We always are like, I love you. I love you. You know, and it's like it was in the beginning. It's even more now because it's like we're stronger. We started out like friends because, you know, and then now it's more like, I love you so much. I respect you. I want to be there for you. They don't have that.
Hmm.
They're all about themselves. So it turns around from I love you, to love me, right. Show me, care for me, right?
I don't know exactly. I don't know what the difference is between being romantic and like love bombing. I don't know. That's a good thing to think about and look into. I just know that it's all around flattery.
Yes.
And to know the difference between flattery and genuine
caring.
Loving care.
Maybe if it's, is it like, if it's true, like, can you tell? Like, meaning like, are they just flattering you things they know you want to hear? Or are they actually like complimenting something that's true about yourself?
Because I think they figure out what you want to hear.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. But what if it's not true then, right?
Then it won't work. It has to be true.
Okay.
Or it won't work. You know, flattery has to work.
This haircut makes you look so young.
I think a good telltale sign from a narcissist is if you really start decoding what they're saying, you'll realize it's really, because they're a narcissist, everything is about a reflection upon themselves.
Yes.
So the compliment to you is how you make them look better, or you make them feel
remember
better.
The
it's never
Greek,
about you.
You guys, remember the Greek mythology, Narcissus looking at his own self in the mirror of the...
But I get, I always get the ones that like they, it's so funny because it's like, it's like they're always calling me a narcissist because I'm famous. So it's like, I think they get attracted to me because I'm famous and then they can project their narcissism onto me and then go, oh, you're such a narcissist because all you care about is you know, working to bring money in.
Right. Right.
Or something.
That's interesting.
And
you
they
know,
wanna,
to, because you got famous, you're a narcissist.
Well, they want your stardom. They're, you know, they want your star.
Yeah, they start thinking that they, well, I mean, one of the ones I was with, they start thinking they are you.
Yeah.
And they are the star.
Well, he thought he was me and like always mentioned my name in every conversation to like steer it so that it became about him and not me, my accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, you know, it's about gaslighting.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's some ugly shit. There's a lot of videos on YouTube about it.
Yeah, you said you've been kind of studying. Do you remember anything or? Specific, I feel like you could really help a lot of people. That's why
she sent me some, And
do
they
you remember any of it?
They say, after.
Huh?
I'll look some up too while you.
Okay.
They're looking for a replacement for their mom, and they had a bad relationship with her. So they're looking to correct it with you. But what they're really looking for is a replay of what they had with mom, because they can't really, they don't really want to fix it, or they're incapable of it. Uh-huh. So they're just reliving it. You know, that's a lot of PTSD stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like their goal in the long run is to make you reject them so they can feel victimized.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're after. So they can go, I knew you'd leave.
Mm-hmm.
But after they do so many offensive things to you to push you
away,
to where you'll either react out of your own anger and hurt, mm-hmm. or, you know, just move away because they drove you to it.
Here.
But they don't ever think it's their fault. And they gaslight everything so you, and then go, how come you're not... you know, it's all your fault. It's well, how fault. Come you are rejecting me? Well, you know, and they use all your shit against you to gaslight you,
mm-hmm.
so that you think it's your fault and not them, and they never think it's their fault. Nothing.
Check this out. It's so what? Crazy. The 9 signs you're dating a narcissist. Charming, first impression. Can you read that, or is it too small?
Mm-hmm. No, it's too small.
Too small.
well, I'll just tell you guys. Hogging the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Feeding off compliments. This is all stuff you guys were talking about.
Yes.
Lacking empathy.
Yes.
No long-term friends.
That's so true.
Picking on you. Gaslighting you. And number 9, coming at number 9, thinking they're right.
Mm.
I have most of these, to be honest.
Yeah, I got a lot of these.
Yeah, maybe too.
Well, they say that there's a little bit of a narcissist in people who are with narcissists.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody has narcissistic tendencies at some point in their
life. It's also gaslighting, because it's like,
you'd see.
Well, obviously, I have narcissistic tendencies because, you know, I made myself into this star,
you
quote
do.
Unquote. And so I'm always thinking about, you know, my show, or my act or something.
You're on stage in your head a lot, which is kind of narcissistic, but that's a tendency. That's kinda. Not like a clinical thing.
But then, you know, that's kind of an artist too. So
right.
I don't know where the line is how you relate to other people.
Absolutely.
But I think that I do have empathy for people. And
you do, definitely.
I do have feeling for people. And,
I've you know, seen it's you often, cry.
It's often that's used against you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, how can we have empathy for everyone but me? They say, well, because they're not treating me like shit. You know, they don't ever get that part.
No, you are a tender, very loving, very giving person, and you help so many people. And like, I remember thinking when I started to get to know you, you have this hard outer shell, but underneath you're just like this soft, loving person who, I mean, like when I have seen you cry, it tears my heart out because you put up such
a
tough persona. What?
She's more of a soft outer shell with a hard.
No, but I'm just saying that, you know, I was really afraid of the character that I didn't know when I first met her. I was very afraid of her. And like ball buster. Ooh. And then I got to know her, and like, she's a softie underneath it all. She's like anybody else who has a heart and loves and is kind and caring. And I think that you are not a narcissist in the way that others, that they lack the empathy and the caring and, you know, how to treat people.
I think that's true. You have maternal empathy. You have a soul. Narcissists do not. They're sociopathic.
Sociopathic, right? Yes.
So you're saying you have narcissistic tendencies, but you're a human.
Well, acceptable. Anyone who isn't a star.
Well, a lot of people, I mean, I have them. I'm not famous. Like,
I think everybody has some of it.
It's when it's, yeah, it's how you relate to other people. When it's affecting your relationships, when you're lacking empathy, when you're like a fucking sociopath, then it might be a problem. But if you like being the center of
attention, and manipulative.
Yeah, really manipulative. To, you know, manipulate your emotions against you. Yeah.
And you don't really see it,
though, because you got, pushing your buttons on purpose.
Knowing which ones to press.
Well, that's why I think it's good for you guys to talk about. Like I said, your audience is primarily women. I look at the numbers and like.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, and I'm sure that, you know, men are with, women can be the worst narcissists.
Well, it is a female trait.
You know.
Have you guys seen The Golden Bachelor?
Yeah, I did.
What's that?
It's The Bachelor, but they're 70.
He's 71.
Oh, you were telling me about
that.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you got to watch it.
I'm into it. Because some of there's two of the women that are total G-MILFs, and that's two more than I expected. They're like 70. Two of them are gorgeous.
John goes, why do I want to watch a bunch of old bags? I go, because they're like my age.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh. But it's so funny. The beginning, he's putting on his suit and his cufflinks, and he puts in his hearing aids.
Yeah.
Oh, how cute.
I know. And it's then great. It's so sad. His wife died. They were married 43 years. And he starts crying. She had the bacterial thing that went through her whole body. Anyway. And then, like, it's 7 years later. And there's one of them looks like Caitlyn Jenner. Did you notice that?
Yeah, he needs to vote her off. She's got to go. I can't even look at it. It totally looks like Caitlyn. It actually looks more like Caitlyn than Caitlyn, if that makes sense. I don't know how to describe it.
Thank you. No, it's so fun. And these chicks are, it's kind of embarrassing as a woman of our age. They're like throwing themselves out.
They're your age. In fact, you both would be very, very attractive
on
the show.
On
you
should that show.
Maybe you could be the Golden Bachelorette.
He keeps telling me to go on some
dude, we need to pitch this Golden Bachelorette.
Golden Celebrity Bachelorette. You need to go on a Bachelorette.
OMG,
Golden Bachelorette in Paradise.
OMG, this is amazing.
Do I have to take my clothes off?
No, it's a tasteful show. That's what's good about it.
No.
You have to marry someone at the end.
Oh, dude, this is, okay, if anyone at ABC, oh no, it's an ABC show. Okay, no, it'll be like a Hulu. Have you guys seen Naked Attraction?
No, what's that?
No, I can't.
You know what they had at Skankfest? They had a naked roast where I couldn't stay up that late, but they were taking their clothes off and then roasting each other naked.
How
each
horrifying
other's
is
bodies.
That? Yeah.
Is that horrifying? It was a big fat guy and he was all excited to get up
there. He was walking you through and he's like, I'm going to be on Naked Roast. And he looked like me, but even fatter.
No, about 50 pounds more.
And he was like, I'm going up tonight. And mom's like, naked? And he's like, yeah, you're going to roast me. And it's like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? That's my biggest nightmare. That would be the worst.
No.
That would be the worst
thing. I almost wanted to go on there for a minute. I thought if I have another drink or two, I'm going on there.
Oh, so glad I got you out of there.
Naked Attraction. It's on Max, formerly I told Hannah about it.
Yeah.
So it's at British, and those guys are freaks.
Yeah, they are.
And like, they're all, well, three of them were uncircumcised. And the one guy had an elephant ears and eyes, and then the trunk was the uncircumcised trunk.
You mean tattoo?
Yeah. So imagine his dick is uncircumcised with the balls hanging down, and then there was big elephant ears tattooed with eyes, so it looked like an elephant.
That's nice. The show sounds great.
And so they're in boxes, and they show them from here down.
Oh, yeah, this
show's
years.
And then she goes,
so old. I saw this years ago.
And how did
it's on now?
Did they pick?
So they pick, like, she eliminates. It's like down, and she's like, "Ooh, that's too big of a willy. I didn't."
Oh
like
my
that.
God!
And then they show their stomach, and the one guy that she picked had a fake leg, with the elephant tattoo, and then the next girl was bisexual. They had three girls and three boys, and the girls in England apparently are all shaved like a little baby.
Gross.
And, you know, they're all uncircumcised.
The women, too?
Well, no.
Yeah. No, it sounds horrifying.
But then...
So they're just picking a pair of genitals for their...
Then they show their stomach, then they show their face and hear their voice, and then they pick who they want to go out with, and then they meet on a date fully clothed. So they're nude at first, and then the person picking has to come out nude, too.
So it's like your dates.
Mine?
Yeah.
Wrong. No, But I do think you could be the golden celebrity bachelorette.
I think there's something to it.
I think this could be.
Or you could go on the Golden Bachelorette as, because it's like 35 women compete for one guy. But you
no, it would be her with no, it's 20. Did you notice there's less girls on the older one because they can't handle as many?
Not just that, like there, how many attractive 70-year-old women are there? There's like 17. On the planet.
What about the chick that Prince wrote "Sexy Dancer" for?
Yeah, that's what she said. I don't believe it. No, I didn't believe it when she said it. There was one though that's.
There's only one problem with that is that I don't wish to date or meet anyone. No,
you've had it.
Did we break a major story on your podcast? We're kind of talking around it. I mean,
oh, that I'm single now.
Yeah. No one knows.
Hello, ladies.
And it's all amicable and friendly. We're not.
Yeah, it's
trashing
all friendly.
Yeah.
And we weren't talking about anyone specific earlier.
No.
You've been married a bunch.
No, we weren't.
Tom Arnold is who you were talking about with that one time.
Kind of Tom Arnold.
Yeah, I could tell. I thought it
was. A lot of relationships.
Yeah.
So congrats on being single. I say this to everybody. Whenever I meet someone, they're like, oh, I just got a divorce. I'm like, congrats, dude. That's the greatest fucking thing that's ever going to happen to you. So if you're out of a relationship.
I just got to the point being 70 and soon to be 71. The rest of my life, I don't know how long I have, but I certainly don't want to be, you know, listening to someone. I don't want
listening to the same old, same
I just want to be on my own to, you know, have what's left of my life just for me.
I know, but here's
you know,
the thing.
And my kids if and grandkids when I want
just,
to.
Let's just say
But I want to travel and, you know, I mean... I got invited to go to some interesting places, and I'm fine to go with other old women, and I just like to be man-free my life.
Yeah, no, you've been with a man pretty much.
For once in
life. I've always been with a partner, a man.
You've been single 3 years since you were 18, I believe, total.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's time for me
to...
That's
true.
Time for me to just... be me and
move on with yourself.
Yeah. I want to take care of myself and for whatever amount of time I have left on this planet.
But
I want to write. I want to write.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I just want my free time to be free.
I think that's great.
It's not any, you know, it's not like my marriages, which were horrible, you know.
But you have... 5 wonderful children.
Mm-hmm.
No, 2.
And
I have
grandchildren.
Lovely grandchildren.
Yes.
I have lovely women friends and, you know, some nice men friends too.
Yeah.
And I'm never wanting for company, you know. In fact, I do like being alone. It's really weird, but I do. And especially since I came to Hollywood and started that whole career deal. I've never had enough alone time. I've always had to be working or doing something, supporting that work or, you know, some other kind of thing that, you know, dog legs into it, publicity or interviews or whatever. But this is just, I just want to go to spas and lay somewhere.
Yeah.
You know? And
I thought you were going to say lay someone.
No. I just want to lay on the beach and...
yeah.
And you never know. Guess where we're going to be next month. I mean, we're in Florida. Check the tour dates.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm really looking forward to that.
Going to be meeting the man.
I'm meeting the big man.
The T-man?
The big guy.
Oh, boy.
The big man.
This is exciting. No.
No, not the big guy. The criminal. The big guy.
No, not the big guy.
No.
Trumpster.
Yeah.
Wow. That's exciting.
I'm so excited. That's why I want you to come tomorrow and help me pack.
Okay.
I've got to get my perfect Trump meeting outfit.
Okay.
Because I am going to go to Mar-a-Lago.
You need to look like classic, official, commanding, respect. Like, you know. You're not going to dress quirky. You're going to dress
No, I'm not going to be
respectful.
There won't be any
respectful.
Quirk. There won't be any quirk in this one. It'll be, oh my God, drop dead. Look at that.
Yeah.
I have a picture, an actual photo that you can hold of you at Tavern on the Green with Trump on our talk show. Mm-hmm. I took snapshots.
You know, I don't know how come I don't have a copy of
the whole. I think I gave it to you.
You better give me another one because I lost it.
That's at home, and I'll just take a snapshot of it.
Do you think
I love that you always have the better photos of my career and life than I do? And then sometimes you'll think of it.
And I give them to you. Oh, here's you with
Sammy Davis Jr.
No. I have you with Muhammad Ali.
And I don't.
Yeah. What's that? About?
Tony Curtis. And what was the little Jewish guy that died?
Jackie Mason.
Jackie Mason, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, you remember that?
No, I just know.
I thought you were there.
Remember Tony Mohegan. Curtis? I yeah. told you all that story.
Yeah, we talked about it on this very podcast, your date with Tony Curtis and the driving gloves. And that's when you admitted that you also had a crush on Donald John Trump. So you might be able to make a move in this Florida.
No, he's a married man. There's
that doesn't
no
mean
way.
Shit to
She's
Trump.
No, Slovenian. I'm not
going to. I won't mess with a married man.
I'll keep Melania busy.
Or a single
busy.
Man or any man. Kind of man. But no, I would never be so presumptuous as to think that I had a chance with Donald John Trump when I look at his gorgeous wife.
Well, can you Melania. Imagine, hold on just for a second, if something did happen and you and Donald Trump became an item? What that would do to this country and just fucking how great that would be for
like
America.
Like Kelsey and Taylor Swift.
It would be no way, way bigger.
Because he has Melania. She's only the most gorgeous.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Elegant.
Yeah, but he gets bored of that. He's been with pretty women. Like I said, when we were talking about dating, he's been with beautiful women. Maybe he wants to try something new.
I asked him on the talk show, have you ever been with a fat woman, remember?
Uh-huh. What did he say?
He said, no, he never had.
It's never too late.
I said, well, hell, you ought to give it a try, bud.
Yeah.
But he wasn't interested.
Okay, hypothetically speaking, if a, like a James Brolin type started
there
to
are
like
no
show
James Brolin types. Interest. There's only James Brolin. And you must behold him. And that's all there is to it.
She's not ready. Ask interest. Her in a year. Let her enjoy herself.
No,
yeah,
say
yeah,
some
yeah.
More.
Okay.
Say some more that give I her might a pellet. Be interested in.
He would show interest,
mm-hmm.
but he was
boy,
very
does he
humble.
Love Barbara. You know, it's that is the perfect thing she's got going for herself there.
He's
this guy
gorgeous.
Is gorgeous.
Ugh.
Yeah,
he's,
he is.
You know, talented. He's successful. He's very bright. And he...
Was he charming?
Oh, yeah.
Did he talk to you at the...
Like, yeah, he came on my show.
I remember that.
And he's funny.
His son is really cute and a good actor.
Yeah, he's cute too.
Good actor.
But, you know, he adores every word that comes out of her mouth. I mean, he adores
every fingernail. Remember her fingernails were like...
Psh. Yeah. But he, you know, he's kind of an ideal sort.
I see you with that, like... gray-haired cowboy type.
That's what I want for her, like a Texas oil man uh-huh, we talk about, like uh-huh, a Sam Texas Elliott type.
Howdy, Miss Rosie.
We're going to get her back to Texas. Is well, her out there?
I've given up. I don't think there's any
yeah, when you give up is when God
that's when it happens.
Gives you.
And if she's not
I
on
mean,
the pellet, it doesn't
just,
matter
you know,
anyway.
I don't know what they'll expect of me. And, you know, who knows if I could fulfill it. You
yeah.
know, I probably can't. So... I probably can't you know please any man really because
yeah.
I'm just
you don't know what you're capable
no,
of
no I can't because I just you know
and
I mean it's a 20 year we're all being a little I was thinking about this yesterday we're being a little insensitive because everyone keeps asking her this I mean it's a 20 year relationship you're just like,
yeah
when are you gonna
yeah.
fuck someone new I mean give her a little
yeah no yeah. no I know
but when you get on the pellet eventually and it comes roaring back. I
my,
hope it's
my
an oil
sex
man.
Drive. I'm terrified that I would receive a sex drive again.
Yeah, it's not fun. I wish I could get rid of it.
I was looking. We were having some Latino men putting in a screen in porch on it. And I was like looking at him like, I wonder what.
Really?
Yeah,
since
Shannon.
You got on the testy?
And I told my, I went, you know, last week and I said, I still am like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And she said, really? Well, you didn't have to come back in. And I said, I don't know. And she goes, well, you know, just wait if it starts to wane. But I'm like,
you were always like that.
Though. Yeah.
I don't know you any other way.
Well, you were always like that, yeah. But except for those few fun years.
No. Those few fun years.
No, but I mean, I guess I'm happy for you that you've found your verve and zest for life.
Her calling in life.
Sure, but I just don't see myself doing. I don't see myself really ever having sexual relations again in my life.
What if you met a guy that said, I love you. I want you to eat all the cuticle meat off my fingers.
No, I don't want to eat anyone else's cuticle meat but my own.
Only your own cuticle.
What if he's like, I get so turned on. I just want to watch you eat the cuticle meat off your fingers and I'll cook you dinner. And you can watch BitChute.
Ew.
Well, now, see, now yeah.
This is how you get her into
what?
It. BitChute. Hillary Clinton. Oh, videos.
My videos.
The storm is coming.
Q videos.
I want you to watch Q videos and eat your finger and I'll bring you food.
Wait.
Well,
do
now
you
that
think,
might do it.
Do you think the Donald is Q still?
He's Q plus.
Because you had that theory.
Yeah.
No, I always said he was Q plus.
Now, where do you see us in 2024?
Who, good me question. And you or the world?
The world. Well, me and you will always be hanging out, having fun.
2024, I see. Well, you have to ask me what the first half or the second half.
Is there a better part of it, or
give us both.
We need both.
I think it's going to continue to be very chaotic, mm-hmm. and
this
very
is your
chaotic.
Prediction. Okay,
and. I think that people really need to pray with other people, particularly people outside of their own particular prayer circle.
Okay.
Because obviously, to me, I'm going to say this and it's going to make people mad. Obviously, none of our prayers are working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say that.
And so I think it's time for something new. Prayer's not based on hatred and ego. Hmm. And prayers with people outside your ken. Honest prayers. For uniting humanity against a cult of death that has us all marked as prey, and P-R-E-Y. And I think that as soon as we can do that, the better it'll be and the happier we'll be. And if we come to that conclusion soon, it'll be to our favor and there'll be less chaos because, you know, we need to get on top of our chaos inside ourselves, and therefore, when we do that, therefore, it won't occur in the world. When people realize that that's what it's really all about, this body and this mind, this soul, yours, that's the control panel. People don't really understand that yet. That's the control
soul.
Panel. Yeah, and if you fix your own circuitry, shit won't happen in the world. It's shit you don't like about yourself that you're afraid to look at won't occur in the world.
Wow.
That's deep.
Yeah. I think that's it. And I think that'll probably...
If we all pray and pray outside of our groups, I think we can crush the evil that's trying to rise because the light has to put the dark out.
Well, what it really says is, it says that darkness needs to see the light. Mm-hmm. Darkness needs to perceive that there is light, because that's the mind blower. Darkness doesn't know that light exists. But as soon as it is made aware of that fact, everything will change.
That's what I loved about Kabbalah is, it was all about light and dark. There was no good and evil, God and devil. And it was light and dark.
Yeah. But it's also about that being a duality that we've had in our human brains and consciousness for thousands and thousands of years. Whereas now we step into the third thing, not a duality, but the third thing. The third thing destroys duality. Mm-hmm. And duality is, you know, the division of the mind and the consciousness. So the third thing is new, and it's
non-binary.
It's non-binary. I hate that word,
but
because
that's a good thing
the way they use it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They don't even get it, but it is the word. And of course, they're trying to real hard to beat it down and co-opt it and make it sexual,
mm-hmm.
but it isn't sexual. It's being out of the matrix of the duality, mm-hmm. because that is the darkness.
It's a flow.
Because everyone has dark and light.
Yeah, but when dark beholds light, that changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, huh? There's light? Here's the darkness. It's just empty, bleak, nothing. And then it sees something. It goes, hey, there's something. And that changes everything.
Wow. That's really cool.
It is cool. This is a cool time. It's a real
if
fucking...
If you have raised awareness.
It's fucking...
Right?
Punk rock to the max from a God level. He's and like, God's like, nah, nope, your shit ain't working. Time for a new thing. And he's showing us and giving us all the apparatus that we need to get there. But, you know, we're stuck in the gravity of negativity and we can't see it. We'd rather cling to death.
Yeah.
Why?
An ego.
Because we really, really want to pretend that we're finite beings. We want to pretend because that's the duality. You live and you die. Well, what if you don't?
You've lived other lives.
I like when we go out, people always go, is this your daughter? That pisses me off.
Stop. No, but I
they
feel...
They do, though. They always say that. Or is that your sister?
That's better.
Shannon goes, those people thought I was Jewish. And I go, trust me.
That's not a
good thing.
Say what I said.
That's not a compliment.
That's hilarious.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
You want to wrap it up?
Yeah.
Pizza's
I love thing. You so much.
I love you so
and I'm
much.
So happy to see you.
I'm always happy to see you.
And we have to go eat pizza.
Yay.
Thank you for being my guest. I want you to come back and, you know, demonstrate your makeup techniques
yeah.
because you are a great makeup and hair
Thanks.
Artist.
You really are. I mean, you're a pro
Thanks.
And you're
And
very
I think
successful.
That, you know, women could learn a lot from what you can teach.
Yep.
We did one already.
Yep.
But
and I've been
do
doing a lot
one.
Of them on older gals who either need to take it back down, soften it up, or add a little more. But don't do too much. Don't do too little. Just a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I love you so much.
I love you too.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. Bye. Oh, you see?